footballers live in a bubble, a lot of us, and there's so many things and you're allowed to do and not allowed to do in football where I'm honest and I'm honest what I do on and off the pitch, and a lot of managers won't understand that, and the gaffer takes a step back and he understands what I do and what I need to do, and that's why he got me playing the best football, and because he's thinking. And but then again, he'd be the first one to tell me off, you know what I mean, if I've took it too far or do anything. But I've made mistakes in life, and I think everybody has, but in football you try and hide your mistakes, but if you're a normal lad you don't, you know what I mean, because that's just a normal thing to do. But in football you're not allowed to do what normal things to do, and the game's changed so much in the last 2 years, 3 years, that it's all about sports science things, and that's why sometimes the gaffer gets the best out of his older players and who played a lot of games, who've been around the game for a year, because he understands us and how to get us on the pitch to win games and that.
Is there a pressure to be a certain way as a footballer? Is there a sort of a stereotype that people think you have to stick to, and if you're away from that you're somehow strange?
Yeah, it's funny, like I just got me and Lee's just moved out again and we got a new house, and I've walked in there with a bag of crisps, and you should be eating them, you're a footballer, and or you go down the pub, you should be doing that, you should be drinking pint, you're a footballer, and that's what you get all the time. But and today we're just normal lads who just want to live a normal life sometimes, and we're not earning the money the Premiership players are earning, the Championship earnings. I mean, so when you're on 30 grand a week, you'd have a chef, wouldn't you, in your house cooking you out nice food. You'd have a gym in your house. You got no excuses. But when you're on the wages we've got, we're just trying to live a normal life, and you get a stereotype and stuff. But I think every footballer, the academies bring you up around that, and I think when you get 18, that's when you start to be yourself in the real world in football, and that's when you either struggle or you do okay, and you have to realise what's best for you at the time, and it could take you a few years, and I made a lot of mistakes off the pitch. If I went back now, I'd probably change a lot of things I did, but you can't do that. You've got to live within the moment you are.
Would you score more or less goals if you knocked the beer and the crisps on the head, do you think, or are they what you are?
I think they're what I am. I've tried it. I've tried knocking on the head. I've tried it at Scunthorpe. Got paid up. Tried it at Burton for a bit. Got injured. I have tried it, and I've tried it a lot of times. And the day Gaffer here tells me not to lose too much weight, because he said if you do lose all your weight, you're not going to be the player you are. And he tells me that when I have lost weight, you see in the year, and he's telling me to put it back on. But that's what he wants me as a player. So all managers, they might see different things, and it's all opinion. That's what football is all about, opinions completely.
Just to clarify, a nominee for the Manager of the Month for League 2 is encouraging you to eat crisps and drink beer.
Not so much him saying eat crisps and drink beer. He wouldn't say that. What you do at home is, you know what I mean, what you do at home. But he wouldn't encourage anything like that, you know what I mean, to drink beer. He wants you to live it professionally as you can, but he's a manager who understands me, and he's not going to try and change me for who I am. And that's what I respect about the manager so much, where you go to other teams, they make me come in at 8 o'clock in the morning to do fat testing or body fat testing, and not mean they've tried it, and I'm dieting, and I'm still the same shape I am, and not mean I can lose body fat, but I'm still going to be the same shape. But the gaffer will never, he said go home and eat 10 bags of crisps and drink beer, but he wouldn't try and change who you are.
You've mentioned your wife, little boy as well. Is your role in life, in the same way as your own in a football dressing room, different? Do you find yourself actively trying to say to young players, maybe don't do that, or think about what you're doing? Or do you wait for them to come to you, and if they want to ask your advice, they will?
I'll always help the lads here. I'll say to them, I'm different. I know what I can get away with and not get away with. But the lads here, to be fair, they're all level-headed here. They're a great bunch to be around. It's quite refreshing sometimes. And I'll always give them advice on and off the pitch if they want it. But I'm not going to tell them how to live their life, because I don't think it's right for anyone to do that. It's for you to make your own mistakes and get back up and go again. And I've made a few of them, you know what I mean? But that's life. And if you was in a normal life, a normal person, some of the things you do in football wouldn't get picked up, you know what I mean? You brush under the carpet and you go again. But I'll always help the lads here, and I think anyone will. And I can still learn something off Mackay, you know what I mean? He's still learning all the time. And if he told me to do something on the pitch and I thought, hang on a minute, he's right there, I'll have to learn off him, and he's not me, he's just coming into the game.